The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
December the 7th, 2025. The final score in North Carolina. The San Jose Sharks 4 and the Carolina Hurricanes 1. It's time now for our instant replay to tell you how everything happened in this game. But first of all, Alex Stalock, what a big win this was and what it means for the rest of this road trip.
Yeah, you mentioned the word reset right from the beginning of the show. You heard Coach Warsawski talk about that. And you think back to the practice they had the morning after the Dallas game, and it was a reset time. You know, as a team, you get some habits when you start winning some games. You get some habits that, you know, things start to come easy. You get away from what makes you successful, and coaches start seeing that it's leaking into your game, and then the games start going the other way. You get blown out at home against Washington. You then you go on the road, play Dallas, the first game of your road trip, and you think you're going to answer, and you come out a little bit flat, and you don't get a ton of offensive zone pressure. Well, they sit down after the game and say, we need to go through a slow practice. And there was a lot of time spent at the whiteboard, a lot of demonstrating, a lot of slowing practice down during drills where whistles were had, showing guys exactly where they want them. There were some stern tones on the ice. Players got the message. You saw it get answered tonight. Right in the first period, the Sharks had offensive zone chances early. There was 3 odd man rushes in the first 10 minutes. And, you know, as a coach, it carried over into the game, and that reset worked. They carried with it through the whole game. They had to weather some storms throughout. There's some penalty kills they had to make. Ned had to come up with some big saves, but they were strong on pucks, and they stuck with the game plan the whole 60 minutes.
A crowd of 18,299 fans were at Lenovo Center for this matchup, won by the Sharks 4-1, and here is where it all started. The Sharks, with all of that practice that Alex was talking about, were prepared for this game. And from the very opening faceoff, some little tweaks to the lineup paid big dividends for the man in teal. In fact, Colin Graf, playing on the left wing side with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, got his stick down and used all of his talents as the Sharks would take a 1-0 lead just 33 seconds after the opening faceoff. Gives Celebrini, makes a nifty move, throws to the front, and Graf tips it and scores! Tic-tac-toe! Great keeping by Will Smith, a beautiful move, spinning in the slot by Celebrini, and how about Graf? Just put his stick down and banged it home. Colin Graf makes it 1-0 San Jose, his 5th goal of the season, 33 seconds after the opening faceoff.
Wow, what a great goal that was for Colin Graf. He's got a goal-scoring streak going. That was his 5th of the year from Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. First of 3 points on the night for Macklin Celebrini, celebrating his 100th game in the entire National Hockey League. But Carolina would come back and tie the score on the power play as Jordan Staal scored his first power play goal in a couple of years, actually, for the Carolina Hurricanes, their leader and their captain coming up big here and tying the game 1-1.
Gostis Biranaho on the point. Here's Gostis Bear to Aho, left wing half boards. Feeds back left point to a back skating Gostis Bear. He's watched by Graf, so he tosses to the right side, gets a return feed, shoots one, score! Alex Nedeljkovic is saying that puck was high sticked in. It was tipped in front. It trickled past Nedeljkovic. The referee is calling it a goal, and Nedeljkovic swats the puck out of a net in frustration as the Hurricanes will get a power play goal unless this gets called back, and the Sharks are looking at it right now. Well, they looked at it, but it was pretty obvious that Jordan Staal did tip it with his stick in the air, but it was below the crossbar, totally legal. So Staal gets his 8th from Gostis Bear and Svechnikov at 13-18, and the game was tied 1-1. But also, to Ned's credit, he kept his composure after that.
Absolutely. Anytime there's a questionable call, you just at least buy some time so your coaching staff can take a look at the monitors on the bench. And, you know, they in fact did that. It took a little bit for that draw to take place. And, you know, you get a big guy like Staal, it's always tough to read. And it was definitely a close to a high stick. And I think, Ned, you know, it's frustrating for a goalie. It's a tough play, like he talked about in the postgame interview, is when the puck shot high and it gets redeflected low, getting down to the quick to your butterfly.
The shots were 8-6 in favor of Carolina in the first period, and with the score 1-1, Nedeljkovic was called upon to make his first big save of the day.
Aho to the point. There's Gostis Bear. Return Aho, top of the left circle, down low, Jarvis in front. The shot right on by Stahl, and that's a great save by Nedeljkovic with 1:16 left in this first period.
That was a big stop on Stahl. Stahl was looking for his second goal of the period, but Nedeljkovic was equal to the task, and the Sharks went into the dressing room all even, 1-1. Then John Klingberg would be the next country heard from. 7:54 into the second period. Not while the Sharks were on the power play, but while they were at even strength.
Little exchange with Ferraro there. Kurashev to the near side to Graf to the slot. Celebrini in front. Kurashev fires it. That just missed. Kept in by Klingberg. Feeds behind the net. Celebrini in front. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith. No, wait a minute. That's John Klingberg out there in front of a net. Klingberg getting the pass from Celebrini and snapping it up top. And the Sharks have a 2-1 lead. Klingberg down low instead of on his point position, snapping that up top like Will Smith is often wont to do. That is his fourth goal of the season. It proved to be the game-winning play. Macklin Celebrini and Philip Kurashev assisting. And the most underrated part of that was the way that Celebrini played that behind the net with his skate and then a perfect pass out in front.
Yeah, we talked about his ability to disperse the puck, and he's so good at that. And great play by Klingberg to find that dead area. You notice the forwards were getting puck watching a little bit. I mean, you know, when Celebrini has the puck, that's what's going to happen. His guys are going to draw to him. Defenders are going to go to him and take their eyes off who's behind him. Klingberg finds a soft area in between the hash marks, makes no mistake, and goes bar down. And before Kochetkov even had time to react to that shot.
Time of that goal, 7:54 of the second period. John Klingberg's fourth goal of the year turned out to be the game winner for Macklin Celebrini and Philip Kurashev. The second period is a long change period for the road team, and they did a great job in this game in handling that. Sharks ended up outshooting Carolina 9-6, and besides that Klingberg goal, they would also get a power play opportunity when Jackson Blake went in for tripping at 14:51, and Alex Wenberg came up with a big power play goal to make it a 3-1 Sharks lead. Toffoli stick handles, holds it, rims it around near side to Celebrini. He turns, he stick handles, he had the man in front in the slot. Necklin couldn't get him the puck. Good defense by Stahl. Now in front, Klingberg. Got it to Eklund for a shot. Save made, score! Rebound in front, Wenberg right there, and that's a great job by the Sharks. The shot came from Eklund on a beautiful pass to the middle, but Alex Wenberg gets control of it and scores on the power play to make it 3-1 San Jose. I'm telling you what, I don't care if it's power play or even strength. This Wenberg-Eklund combo is deadly for opposing teams.
Yeah, it was a bumper play that Eklund finds himself in the middle, gets great wood on his one-timer on the power play, and goes off Kochetkov's pad right to Wenberg, makes no mistake, and now he had to make a great shot. Kochetkov got over and got in position, and he had to go up over his shoulder to the glove side. But you talk about those two, the chemistry they have together. Toffoli jumps on that line tonight, and they had some good offensive scoring chances all the way till late in the third when you think back on that 2-on-1 when Eklund decided to shoot, try to beat Kochetkov 5-0. It was it was a good mix of lines tonight, and we talked about the depth. I think it was a great move.
Official word on that power play goal at 15:14 of the second period. Wenberg, his sixth of the season, assisted by Eklund and Klingberg, all three Swedish players involved on a single Sharks goal, and I know they'll celebrate that on the flight over to Philadelphia. So it was 3-1 at that point, and that's where Pyotr Kochetkov had to make a couple of big saves while the Sharks were trying to really put a nail into the Hurricanes' coffin. But Kochetkov would keep it alive. Not far enough for icing. Kurashev influences the play. Now it's intercepted. Delandria sends it off to the right. Back in front. Delandria shoots. What a save! A pad stop down low by Kochetkov on a brilliant tic-tac play that didn't turn into a toe for Ty Delandria. He thought he had it, but that was a spectacular save by Kochetkov to keep the score 3-1 in favor of San Jose.
Hey, nothing wrong with what Ty Delandria tried to do. The net was open, but at the last second, just a great athletic save. As a goaltender, you know how good a save that was.
It was incredible. You talk about edge control, and he was going one way, had to go all the way back to the other side of the net, and don't think Delandria didn't get a good one on that. He hammered that one-timer. He got it off the ice maybe 10 inches, and he needed to get 12 inches to beat Kochetkov, but what a tremendous save. That's one you'll see on the replays for the next week in the top saves from the NHL.
So at the end of two periods of play, the score was the Sharks 3 and the Hurricanes 1. San Jose had been out shooting Carolina 15-14 after 40 minutes of play, but boy, that would tilt exactly the opposite direction in the third when Carolina would pepper Alex Nedeljkovic with 16 shots on goal to only 7 for San Jose. But Nedeljkovic would be there for some key and critical stops. Here's one of them in the third. Rebound picked up in the corner with 20 seconds on the power play. Gostisbehere again, stick handling up top. Feeds right circle. Ehlers the drive. Save! Nedeljkovic! And he's able to hang on. Good job there by Alex Nedeljkovic with 17 seconds left in the penalty to San Jose's Jeff Skinner. Skinner was in the penalty box, and the power play was pushing for Carolina, but Nedeljkovic was there, and he would make another big save in the third period, too, with the score still 3-1. Six attackers for the Canes. They throw to the net. Tipped on goal. Save made. Another stop. Another save by Nedeljkovic, and he hangs on. That's a tremendous bit of goaltending right there by Alex Nedeljkovic, and it's still 3-1 Sharks with a minute 45 to go. They would keep the extra attacker on, but then Macklin Celebrini and Alex Wenberg would combine for the final play that put the nail in the coffin for Carolina. Off the stick of Ehlers. Can the Sharks get it out? They put to the middle. It's poked at. It's grabbed by Wenberg. He's got it. Empty net. Can he get it by? He's dragged down to the ice, but he puts it in front of the net, and Celebrini scores! What an effort by Alex Wenberg. He was going to draw a penalty, but he got the puck back to his feet and fed it in front. And Macklin Celebrini puts the cherry on top of the sundae of this game to make it 4-1 San Jose. And for Celebrini, that's his third point of the game. One goal and two assists for Macklin Celebrini in his 100th career game. And so, Macklin Celebrini just off to an amazing start to his National Hockey League career. In 100 career games, he now has 106 points. It was also William Eklund's 200th National Hockey League game. He had one very important assist and played hard today. And in his 200 games, he has 128 career points for the Sharks. Wow, what a win. San Jose getting the victory by the score of 4-1 against Carolina, splitting the season series. In both games, the road team won. Alex Nedeljkovic, a tremendous game in net, and obviously the Sharks with a nice step forward on this road trip. San Jose's record now 14-13-3 for 31 points, while the Hurricanes fall back to 17-9-2. San Jose was winless in their previous eight games against the Hurricanes, and that comes to an end, and the Sharks can move on and take on the Philadelphia Flyers, filled with confidence that they can play against anybody in the National Hockey League. A big win for the San Jose Sharks on the road in Raleigh. The final score, the San Jose Sharks 4 and the Carolina Hurricanes 1. A couple of notes about this game. Number one, the Sharks end an eight-game winless streak against this Hurricanes team dating back to February 4, 2018, a 3-1 win right here in Carolina, the most recent of any victory here in Carolina, and that really was something else to have that come to an end. But also in the last six games on the road in Carolina, they were winless in six. So winless in eight overall, winless in six in Carolina, and that was just really something to behold here as the Sharks win by the score of 4-1. It was Macklin Celebrini's 100th game in the NHL. All he did was score an empty net goal at the end and have a couple of beautiful assists. A great overall three-zone game as usual for Macklin. It is his seventh game this year that he has 3 points or more in the National Hockey League. That's among the league's best.
It's incredible. When he gets going and the way he distributes the puck and the way he competes, he's just involved in so many plays. And the play goes through him so much, and he uses his body so well. And the way he sees the game and uses his teammates is incredible to watch. And his competitiveness, the goal he gets, it's an empty net goal, yes, but it starts 200 feet away from his own net, win a defensive zone battle. And that's where that's how he wants to model his game. He wants to be a responsible player at both ends of the ice, not just an offensive player that's going to show up on the highlight reel, but he wants to be a guy that's counted on both ends of the ice, and he showed that tonight.
The Sharks coaching staff also made a couple of tweaks to their lineup. They put Colin Graf on the left wing side with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. Colin Graf's smarts on the ice and his skating speed really helped that line, but also the balance with Tyler Toffoli moving with William Eklund and Alex Wennberg. Eklund playing in his 200th career game tonight, had an assist. As we mentioned, Celebrini, career game number 100. And that also allowed Ty Dellandrea, Jeff Skinner, and Philip Kurashev to get some quality ice time as well. I think the balance was really good tonight because of those changes.
Yeah, it definitely was. All four lines had looks tonight. And, you know, you saw Skinner getting a chance to play against a team he spent almost 600 games with. And he had some balance tonight. You know, he's two games out of an injury. It takes a little bit to get back going, but it didn't look like he lost a step. He had the competitive edge, you know, and you think even Ostapchuk, you know, they had that line had a couple chances where they took it to the net, and, you know, they had some whacks in front of Kochetkov, and yeah, all the way down. You think back late in the game, the 2-on-1, it was almost a 2-on-0 quick turnaround where Eklund, you know, took a shot, and he had Toffoli back door, and, you know, there was chances from both sides and all the way up and down the lineup.
But the real key to the third period was the goaltending, and certainly Alex Nedeljkovic is very comfortable playing in this city. This was, of course, where he was drafted in the NHL, won a Calder Cup in Charlotte of the American Hockey League as his career got started, and boy, was he great in the third period. Alex Nedeljkovic facing 30 shots, 16 of them in the third period, and stopping all 16 in that scenario, some really big saves. Right now, he is our guest from the Sharks dressing room. After a big 4-1 win, he is with Alex Stalock.
Ned, congrats on a big win down there. It was just right from the beginning. Talk a little bit about, you know, how you felt, your edge control, your square, and just set on every play. And talk a little bit about the defense in front of you and how they helped see you, able to see the release and see the shot.
Yeah, no, I felt good. I felt on pucks. Like you said, feet were set. And anytime you can get your feet set and your body in the right position, you put yourself in a good spot to make saves. And the guys did a great job of limiting their grade A opportunities and giving me good sight lanes on pucks. And then, you know, the one on the PK, you know, could go either way, I think, just depending on what the call was on the ice, and he decided to award a goal. But we responded well right after that, and, you know, we just kept pushing, and came out better in the second period. And then, you know, I found a way to just get a win in the third, played pretty solid again. We tried to limit as many chances, and, you know, we just battled. Didn't give him any second opportunities, and right to the very end we battled.
The second opportunity, you know, when there was a few, you made one, especially late on Jarvis there off to your blocker side. But one thing that goes so unnoticed, too, in the game is, you know, your ability to play the puck and break down a team's forecheck. Talk a little bit about, like, your decor. Is that something you work with Thomas Spear? I know you have the ability to score in every league, whether it's East Coast League, the American League, or the NHL. But talk a little bit about your puck handling and how you operate with your D to make it so successful.
Yeah, I think everybody you want everybody to be on the same page, and with the amount that I like to play it, sometimes we can get a little carried away, and I can try to do a little too much. Tonight I thought guys were doing a great job of, one, getting back hard and getting themselves open and in a position to receive a pass. And then the second part of that is communicating which way they want me to go with the puck, whether they want it to themselves directly, if they wanted a hard rim or anything like that. And it goes such a long way with just guys when they communicate to you, and it gives you the confidence to make, you know, you're making the right play. And, you know, even when things got a little dicey and I kind of mishandled it a few times there, because we were coming back hard and getting open for pucks, we were putting ourselves in good positions if things went south, and nothing really came from those miscues.
Well, you got one win under your belt against a former team on this road trip. You look at the schedule ahead, there's another team that you spend some time with as well. Talk a little bit, that extra fire you get as a goalie when you get to play against a team that, you know, this Carolina who ended up, it was a team that drafted you. Talk about Pittsburgh, you know, what it's like to play against a team that you spent time with when you get to go back.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, especially, you know, when you play against Pitt, you're a little bit more recent, so you have a few more guys that you're familiar with on the team. There's a handful of guys still here in Carolina, but most guys when I was here in the organization, they've moved on, they've gone to different places. So I try not to think about it too much, honestly. The more I think about that kind of stuff, the more stuck I get, the more stiff I get, and I'm not loose and fluid and reactive to pucks, and that's when I get myself in trouble. So. You know, you see it, and you notice it, and you mark it in your calendar. But when it comes time to push and shove, you try to just forget about it all, and you're playing against black and white, and it doesn't matter what the team is.
Awesome. Well, congrats on the victory tonight. Thanks again for your time. Enjoy that flight, short flight up to Philly.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That is our Sharks instant replay for this game. The final score, once again, the San Jose Sharks 4 and the Carolina Hurricanes 1. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.